17. How bad could this day get? The ceiling was definitely nearer to their heads than it had been a few minutes before. It was now just a few inches above the horns on Hiccup's helmet. There was silence for a second. Alvin's mad eyes swam back into focus again. The only thing that mattered more to him than the treasure was the preservation of his own life. Hiccup found everyday life rather a trial, but was always good in a crisis. "Right," he said. "Toothless, I want you to swim out from under this boat and see whether you think we're too far to swim to the surface." "Now," he added, as Toothless seemed to be taking his time about it. "Okay, okay," grumbled Toothless. "Keep your horns on." The little dragon dived underneath the water and disappeared. He left the Vikings in nearly total darkness, for without the friendly light of his glowing eyes, it was almost impossible to see. There was an eerie silence, apart from the lapping of the water against the sides of the boat, and a faint rushing noise, which Hiccup was sure was the sound of the air leaving the air pocket like a leaking balloon. And indeed, after 5 minutes, the air pocket had reduced so much that Hiccup's head was squashed against the wooden ceiling of the Lucky 13, and he had to remove his helmet. Alvin was panicking. "Where is the wretched reptile?" he hissed, and then choked as water sloshed into his mouth. "That wretched reptile," scolded Fishlegs, as terrified as Alvin, but bravely trying not to show it, "is trying to save your wretched life." 5 minutes more, and they had to turn their heads in order to keep their nostrils clear of the water. "If Toothless takes any longer," thought Hiccup, "we're going to drown here in this blackness." Two lights flickered in the dark below him. It was Toothless, swimming up towards them in the nick of time. "Okay," said Toothless. "Surface too far away for humans, but there's a cave thingy. Follow Toothless." "Just hang on to me, Fishlegs, and kick like crazy," ordered Hiccup, because, of course, Fishlegs could not swim. Hiccup took a huge breath just before the sea swallowed up the last remains of that air pocket and dived after Toothless. He had to swim underneath the rim of the boat, which was resting on some large rocks on the bottom. He swam out into total darkness, which was very confusing. A little way above him, he could see that Toothless was swimming towards a small hole in the cliff with light shining out of it. Trying to ignore the panicky feeling of his breath running out, and hampered by Fishlegs gripping on to one leg, he swam as fast as he could towards the hole. Once he'd swum into it, he shot upwards through a short tunnel and surfaced in a huge pool of water at the bottom of a gigantic underground cavern, gasping for air. A second or so later, Alvin emerged to lie in the water beside Hiccup and Fishlegs. The cavern was huge and surprisingly light considering it was so far underground. The eerie green light seemed to be given off by electric squirms, a tiny dragon-like creature that glows with phosphorescence. Water rushed down the walls and dripped from the ceiling. Hiccup was so relieved to be still alive and in the air again that this tomb of a cavern initially seemed like home. It was a while before his scared brain could focus on the fact that they weren't safe yet.
"Right,"
said Fishlegs, trying not to panic and wringing out his breeches and flapping his arms to get dry.
"How are we going to get out of here?"